You're listening to SBS News.
Huawei is the Chinese telecoms giant that United States intelligence agencies say presents a threat to US national security. But the US government is battling a growing trade deficit, and White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says it's now willing to let some US companies sell products to Huawei.
We'll take another look at a number of the export licenses and the applications, but it will only pertain to what I'm calling general merchandise kinds of technologies. That is to say, no national security sensitivities at all. Remember, Huawei remains on the entity list, which is fundamentally a national security issue. And these are mostly telecom related. You could buy them in Vietnam, you could buy them in South Korea, you can buy them in Taiwan. We're not giving up anything. So the thrust of that of those orders remains in place and will not move. Trust me on this, will not move.
He says the most sensitive equipment, including Huawei's blisteringly fast 5G technologies, remain off limits. The Trump administration had accused Huawei of stealing US intellectual property and violating Iran sanctions. But in a surprise move at the G20, President Trump appeared to relax the total ban.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Easing restrictions on Huawei was a key element of the agreement reached with China's President Xi Jinping to reopen stalled trade negotiations. But James Lawrenson from UTS's Australia-China Relations Institute says the turnaround has left Australia in a tricky spot.
The big implication for us is it shows us once again that the US president is capable of flipping on a dime, and also that America as a whole is capable of cutting a deal with China, a deal in which Australia isn't involved in.
Other US allies, like the United Kingdom, did not issue a blanket ban on Huawei, as Australia did. Britain is allowing the company conditional access to its 5G rollout. But Gizmodo Australian editor Tegan Jones says the Morrison government is unlikely to follow suit.
The Australian government already banned Huawei technology from the 5G network, and they did the same in 2012 when it came to the NBN as well. So I don't see that lifting anytime soon.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.